Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, at the outset, let me congratulate you on your appointment and assure you of our full support and cooperation. Italy aligns itself with the statement of the European Union. I'd like to add some remarks in my national capacity. Mr. President, explosive remnants of war cause devastating and indiscriminate humanitarian and socioeconomic consequences for entire civilian communities that are deprived from hospitals, schools, houses, and the possibility of conducting again a normal life in affected lands. Italy is therefore particularly attached to the full implementation of Protocol 5 through international cooperation efforts and activities to promote its universalization. Our contribution to ERW-related activities is channeled through a dedicated trust fund for humanitarian demining, which finances programs targeting landmines, IEDs, and explosive remnants of war, including cluster munitions. Our activities include mapping and remediation of minefields, the acquisition and transfer of the mining technologies, training of local personnel capable of independently conducting the mining activities, and clearance of lands with EWRs. Assisting victims should be conceived with a holistic perspective and in the line of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. Italy provides financial support to humanitarian demining projects in a variety of countries, from Afghanistan to Colombia, from Mali to Niger, and others. More recently, in Afghanistan, within the framework of the Special Appeal Disability and Mine Action of the International Committee of the Red Cross, we provide victims of explosive ordnances with protesters and psychotherapy, home care, the managerial and technical training for more than 150 employees from centers and orthotic schools. In Iraq, through the United Nations Mine Action Service, we support the improvement of national capacities for the management of explosive risks and risk education, training and awareness-raising activities on the risks of explosives for the most affected communities. Mr. President, our collective efforts on the universalization and implementation of Protocol 5 are timely and more than ever important in light of the unjustified and unprovoked war of Russia against Ukraine, in which the Russian use of explosive weapons in civilian raiders is reported. Mr. President, as a final point, I would like to touch upon one fundamental area work of Protocol 5, the management of munition site. In Italy, the International Munition Technical Guidelines, coupled with standardized procedures for munition sites management established by national laws and detailed through regulations by each service of our armed forces. We deem securing stored munitions is crucial for the safety of military personnel. Thank you, Mr. President.